Welcome to Let's Talk Learning Disabilities with Lori Peterson and Abby Weinstein. Lori and Abby spend their days talking about dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, and ADHD. They talk to parents of struggling students and adults who have had a lifetime of academic challenges. They want to share those stories along with their own insights with you. So, let's talk learning disabilities.
Hey everybody, this is Lori.
And this is Abby.
And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but welcome to the 100th episode of Let's Talk Learning Disabilities.
Woohoo!
I can't 100! Seriously, like looking back, would you have ever thought we would have done 100 episodes?
I would have never thought we would have made it to 100. I was shocked when we got to our 50th episode.
I know, and I think we said the same thing then, and somehow we've managed to just keep plugging along.
And we're enjoying it, and we've gotten such great feedback from listeners that you guys are enjoying it and using it as a valuable resource.
So, you know, when we first started this whole journey, our goal was to just help people out there who are struggling in the learning disability world with ADHD, academic struggles, whether it's their child, themselves. We just wanted to be a resource and provide the information that's not so easily available. And really that we find a lot of our own clients have questions about that we don't realize isn't out there. And over the course of these 2 to 3 years that we've been doing this, we've had a lot of really cool feedback, like Abby was saying. So we kind of thought today it'd be fun to share some of the feedback that we received from some of our listeners, from some of our clients, on the difference that having this information can really make in someone's life. So Abby and I are going to kind of take turns. We've got a couple here. We actually had a really nice response when we kind of reached out and asked for some feedback as far as what has life been like since you've figured out exactly what's going on. So we're just going to kind of read those and share that with you guys. And then, you know, we'll get back on track for episode 101 with more informative stuff. But, you know, today we're just kind of patting ourselves on the back.
Yeah, I really think not only are we celebrating that we've made it this far and we've put out 99 episodes that have been valuable information to everybody, but in celebration of our 100th episode, you know, we wanted to kind of review and look back, you know, so to speak, on what type of impact have we had on others. And so we reached out to past clients, past listeners, and just wanting to know, you know, how they or their child are living with a disability yet thriving. And the feedback has been so wonderful and rewarding and even made us a little teary-eyed at times. So we thought we'd share it with you guys as part of our 100th episode.
So without further ado, I'm going to let Abby read our first comment.
Okay. You diagnosed my son in 2018. We had no idea he had ADHD. You recommended an ADHD coach, but said you could only give us two names since you only knew of two credentialed coaches at the time. That inspired me to become an ADHD coach. It's really rewarding. So thank you. I finished all of my ADHD coach credentialing last year. I have several clients who are middle school and high school, a couple who have been diagnosed at your center.
Okay, that one was really cool that a parent actually changed their career once they realized what was going on with their own child.
So. Mm-hmm. It is really cool.
We had our 11-year-old son evaluated this summer because of some concerns that we had for possible ADHD and reading. We were mainly wanting to uncover any concerns and make sure that he is ready for middle school and sixth grade level expectations. Our consultation was extremely helpful in going through the report and learning that he has so many strengths. It was recommended to have further evaluation for possible visual processing disorder, which we did, and we found that our son has a significantly impaired visual system, as well as being farsighted. We had no idea. It was such a relief to him to know why reading has been so hard for him, and he is now in vision therapy. We are working to get a 504 plan set up with his school for accommodations, such as being seated near the front of the classroom. We will forever be grateful for your evaluation and for pointing us on this path that we had no idea we needed to be on. It is scary to think about how this may have negatively impacted our son as he progresses through school if we didn't have this information. We had such a great experience from start to finish. We've been sharing our story with everyone we know. I love that.
I love that too. Okay, my son always struggled in school, but he never failed a class. It was easier for him to get by in the lower grades since answers were more concrete, such as 2 + 2 = 4. By middle school, he was struggling more, and we were searching for the answers, but he wasn't failing, so we kept plugging along. It was in 10th grade that he was finally diagnosed with dyslexia. Having the accommodations from his diagnosis was a tremendous help to him and was a big part of his success. We decided in 11th grade he would be considered homeschooled and would do all dual credit college classes at the local community college. We felt this would help prepare him to know how to successfully handle a college class and how to study at that level with having dyslexia. It was especially important for him to be successful because he had committed to playing D1 college baseball at a university and had dreams of becoming a physical therapist. My son worked very hard, applied himself along the way, used his resources, and is now a board-certified physical therapist.
That gives me goosebumps.
He has successfully launched himself into the life he dreamed of. We're very proud of him, and we are very thankful for Lori and the Diagnostic Learning Services team.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps, totally.
Mine's short and sweet. Accommodations on the LSAT got approved. Thank you so much. I'm elated.
Yay. Thank you so much, Abby. Greatly appreciate your incredible recap, suggestions, and resources. We have already made an appointment with the disabilities office for Monday.
I am happy to share that I am nearing the end of my Master's of Public Health degree studies. Your assessment and support of my accommodations have been very helpful in getting me to this point. A master's degree. That's awesome. Wow,
that is awesome. Thank you so much for your help. The report looks perfect. When deciding which company to go with for updated testing, I was a bit weary about the lack of negative reviews, if I am being honest. Fortunately, I have nothing but great things to say about the interactions I had from the first time I called to inquire about testing, to meeting with Pearl, to now. It's clear why so many people choose y'all, and I'm so happy I did too.
You know, that's so true. Sometimes when it's all positive, it's like, that's just a bunch of
that can't
of
be true. Right.
They're going in and putting in their own reviews.
Exactly. Like, there can't be negatives.
I just want to thank you again. You have no idea how much we have prayed for someone to help us and help our baby get some answers so she can be successful. You guys have been an answer prayer, and we are so grateful that y'all have taken time to help us. I can't wait to continue to work with y'all and help our girl be the best she can be as she gets older.
I love that. I mean, that we were actually like the answer to their prayers.
Goosebumps.
Ugh. Okay, my next one. I wanted to pass along the compliment you received at our 504 meeting about our son Holden. The diagnostician made a point to let me know that the report was thorough and well written. She even added an accommodation that you suggested that the committee originally had not.
Woohoo! I just wanted to thank you for the excellent write-up you provided us for Jackson. We recently met with his advisor and the disability services at Sam Houston State University, and they stated several times that they rarely saw such excellent documentation and testing. They told us over and over how helpful it was in getting the specific accommodations Jackson will need for his classes there. We really appreciate your thoroughness and helpfulness.
Okay, I hope this email finds you well. I wanted to once again say thank you to you and your team. I had a very successful semester last year. I actually ended up in the top 10% of my class with a class rank of 19 out of 210. This would have never been possible had it not been for your assistance.
Yeah, that was in law school too.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
It worked. I got all the accommodations needed for nursing school. It has been a super busy start, so I just now got the chance to let you know the good news. I had the accommodations for the first quiz. I can't thank you enough. I don't know what I would have done without you. I so appreciate you and your wonderful help. Please let me know if there's anything I can do for you. I love that.
I love that too. I mean, for a lot of people, accommodations change their world. I mean, it fully levels their playing field, and they can perform to a much to their full potential.
Who knew?
Okay, just wanted to do a final follow-up. It was an adventure, but you were so right. Zoe is now in the dyslexia program under 504 and didn't have to get a special education evaluation. After speaking to the principal, she was able to get the ball rolling on informing the proper protocol with the school. Also, we are seeing improvements with doing visual therapy.
I love that. I love. A lot of people think vision therapy is hokey.
Yeah, hoke, yeah.
But I'm telling you, time and time again, we're hearing about how it's helping.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick note to let you know how positively the information you provided Matt yesterday will impact him. I've known him for years, almost a decade. Clearly, this is a husband and wife. And I know how deeply he needed to hear you are smart from someone who could back it up with the results to prove it. Thank you for your time, energy, and effort in explaining the test to all of us. I am so grateful we've crossed paths and that I've had a chance to meet with you. Hopefully, we'll get another opportunity to collaborate. I think, you know, that is such a nice, important point that so many times people who struggle just assume it's because they're not smart.
Right.
And of course, like your spouse, your parent, they're all going to tell you you're so smart, right?
Because mm-hmm.
that's what they say.
Exactly. But like you're so cute and beautiful.
Exactly.
Too.
But to hear from a third party and actually have the facts to back it up, it really makes all the difference.
It makes a huge impact. Absolutely. I can't thank you enough for what you have done for our students. I will never forget Kaylee. I was at such a loss, as were her parents. The impact and change you created in her will forever be in my memory. I have learned more from you and your center in how to teach to the student, student-centric, than I ever could imagine. I will forever be in your debt, not only for helping our students, but for making me a better person in dealing with kids whom I love dearly. Thank you so much. You are doing something remarkable. Keep up the good work.
That was from a principal of a school that we work with. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Oh, I love it.
Hope all is well. I just wanted to follow up and let you know that Caleb is already receiving the accommodations he needs at school and being seen by a dyslexia specialist. It's, again, those accommodations. They're right. Key.
And being able to identify that your reading struggles are, in fact, dyslexia,
right.
So that you can get the most targeted, appropriate intervention you
exactly.
need.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. Oops. Thanks so much for the evaluation of my son. The information provided in the follow-up meeting was most important as it identified the reasons on why he was having challenges. December 21st, 2023 will be a memorable moment in our lives, thanks to you and your team.
I love that. Like that they
like
can
the
say,
day.
Like, life change.
Yeah, life change.
Okay, I've got the last one, so we aren't going to go on forever with this. Thank you again for the swift turnaround on his report. I wanted to say a quick thank you for, one, calming a mama who has been through the ringer this year and just about every facility and entity telling us something different. For the first time in a year, I feel like we've made headway. I do apologize for being so emotional during our review. It meant a lot that you took time to pull Tristan into the conversation and reiterate what we all do so often, is how brilliant and bright he actually is. He doubts himself on a daily basis, and hearing it from a third party, I think, really made a difference. Again,
yeah.
So, you know, this is just like a snippet of what we get to hear on a daily basis. But, mm-hmm. you know, again, as we look back over the history of our podcast and all of the information that we've shared with you guys, This just sort of solidifies the difference that it's making, and mm-hmm. that's why we're doing it.
This is our reward.
Yeah, that's why we do it. Mm-hmm. That's why we do it. So do I have any idea what the next 100 episodes are going to hold? Nope.
But we truly, truly want you as listeners to feel comfortable to reach out to us and tell us what you would like to hear more about. What specific topic or what type of professional would you want to hear from? At the end of every episode, we always say, if you have ideas for future topics, please email us. But we wholeheartedly mean that. We want this to be your resource as well as others. So if you do have things you want us to talk about, in the future, email us at letstalklearningdisabilities@gmail.com.
And, you know, we've actually had a couple listeners that have gone in through our website and, like, sent in a contact form that, you know, they were listening and they wanted more information or they had a specific question about their own child. Please do that. Yes. We are happy to help. We really absolutely will take the time to answer your questions. We'll look at an evaluation you may have had done at school or somewhere else. We'll give you advice. We're not going to try to rope you into being evaluated again. If you just need some advice or
resources,
yeah, we're happy to help. We're happy to provide that.
Definitely.
Take a listen or go ahead and visit our podcast website, ltldpodcast.com.
Yeah.
And FYI, we're really trying to build up our following on TikTok, eDiagnostic Learning. We've put some videos out. I mean, they're not, you know, they're good. They're informative.
Yeah, we'd love for you guys to follow us on TikTok.
So please feel free to go out there and just give us a follow. We'd really appreciate it. We will be back with our next episode, which is going to be all about back to school because it's that time of year.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't believe it.
Hopefully everyone had a great summer is either getting prepared or already off to a good start for the 24-25 school year. Crazy.
Just makes me feel old. I know. Thank you guys so much for being listeners and thank you for sticking with us for 100 episodes. We love you. We appreciate you. And we can't wait to for another 100 episodes.
Absolutely.
Have a
thank
great day.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today. In our show notes, you can find information about today's talk, as well as links to resources and other episodes. If you have questions about today's talk, have ideas for future episodes, or just want to stay connected, you can contact us through Diagnostic Learning Services on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So, let's keep talking learning disabilities. This podcast is sponsored by eDiagnostic Learning. You can find more information at www.ediagnosticlearning.com.